Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen joining us again. Anita is a 14-year, coming up on 14-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? That's a great record she's had with us. She's been an abiding resource. Don't know what we would do without her because she is a unique voice, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of the internet pioneers. Was on the original one of the very first e-commerce teams. They got her right out of elementary school. She's the author of Learning 2.0, also the e-commerce question and answer book, the second edition. And she's right there in Palo Alto. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. You're right there at Ground Zero. And so what is the most important thing that's going on out there today that we need to know about?
Well, I would say the two things that everyone is doing in Silicon Valley right now on the engineers is big data analytics.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot going on with robotics. Those are the two big areas.
Machines.
Robotics. And big data, and they also kind of work together.
I was going to ask you about that. Let me tell you something that I did yesterday with my futurist. He brought to us a converging of two technologies, two sciences. This sounds pretty interesting, and that is where they're using neuroscience to create applications for you being able to drive a drone with your brain.
That's pretty wild.
How about that?
That would be great for people that are, you know, paraplegic.
That's exactly right. Put this cap on and drive where you want to go. But these are machines that learn. They can take instructions from your brain. But then what's the next level? After that, what we got?
I don't know. On that front, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they're doing with robotics right now is really interesting. You know, the driverless cars.
Right.
Exoskeletons. Those are the two big areas.
What is the next thing in robotics? Let me tell you a quick robotics story. Several years ago, GM asked the unions to let them lay off a bunch of people because they wanted to install some robots on the assembly lines. The unions said no. So GM said, all right, have those people report to this warehouse and just sit there. We're going to install the robots anyway. And they literally were able to save enough money with the robots that they could put the robots in and pay the people to do nothing.
Well, that's one of the big issues that we have right now going on in our country. There's all these people complaining about they want their jobs back, and they
mm-hmm.
don't understand. Those jobs are gone forever.
That's right.
And if those jobs come back, they're not coming back the way they were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
That's exactly right. It's what annoys me about politicians, including people like Trump, when they say we're going to bring those jobs back. Those jobs weren't worth keeping when they left here. In the way that we used to think about them, and if you're going to go to China and bring those jobs back, guess what? They're not even in China anymore.
Right.
They're in Malaysia or Vietnam or Cambodia or somewhere.
Well, what they keep on confusing is the difference between trade deals and globalization, and those are two separate things.
Right, and not only globalization but technology. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but in the last decade, the country that has lost more jobs than any other country in the world is China, and not because of trade, but because of technology.
Right. And so when you say, but you know what? on the whole, we're not losing jobs in this country. We're gaining jobs. The problem is we have a skills mismatch.
Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Well, the big skill mismatch is I look at it, there's three levels of education. There's people that have a high school education, low education. They used to be able, and then there is people with a medium level of education,
right,
typically trade school or junior college,
mm-hmm,
and then there's people with a high education. It used to be people with a low education could get a medium paid job. Now, low education, on the whole, low education gets low paid jobs,
right,
medium education gets medium paid jobs,
mm-hmm,
and high education gets high paid jobs.
Yep.
And that's the
But even the high education people are often not educated for a 21st century job. That's another thing.
Well,
hold on to that thought.
Problem,
I got to take a quick break. We're going to pick up on this and talk some more about this with Anita Rosen after these messages. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.